Hello.
Hello, William. This is Sheldon Benjamin. How are you?
Okay, Sheldon. Did you get my text response?
Yes, I just got your text, which is why I'm calling you. And I just wanted to confirm one thing. I think the email I'm trying to send you is bouncing back for some reason. I don't know why. So, my writers had a few questions for you, if you don't mind, if I can ask over the phone, or should I just text you the questions so you can give a written response?
I just the outline should be available by Monday or tomorrow.
Yeah.
I just got that text from you, right?
Yeah, I just remembered that I sent you a quick email, and I just got a response for that email that it bounced back today. So,
where did you send it? Yeah, I know
on your Comcast. On your Comcast.
It's drfarrow@comcast.net.
Yeah, yeah, I sent it that one. Are you using the Mac
yeah.
one?
Yeah, drfarrow@mac.com. Yeah.
I'll forward
try
the future emails to Mac. I don't know why, for some reason, our emails are bouncing back from Comcast. So
it's something
we're
to do with you guys.
It.
Yeah, it's something to do with your server, because they were telling me all last year they were sending me emails and I never got them. So I know sometimes Comcast has some spam control, and sometimes they'll intercept emails if they're not from a validated server or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Some
yeah.
problem. So it's on you guys in whatever your email server is pointing to. It's, I don't know, maybe it's something to do with the way you guys set up your servers over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, actually we recently our server had a few problems. It got a bit hacked over. So it was under attack, so cyber attack.
Yeah, that's probably
yeah.
why. And
it had
and Comcast.
A major issue, yeah. That's why Comcast might be having problems with that.
Yeah,
so,
they want if yeah.
mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead. What were you going to say?
So let me actually drop you a text. You should receive it in a second. Let me just copy and... Yeah, so I just sent you a text. It has a question from the lead editor on your book. So they have a few questions to complete the outline, and they also want a bit of information from you as well.
Okay, I haven't gotten the text yet.
Basically says the editorial report is usually followed by an outline. Before we begin on the draft of chapter one, please let us know what you want us to include in the first chapter. Should we begin the story?
But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just about, what I read from you, I thought that was the beginning, that was the chapter, wasn't that the start of chapter one?
Yeah, but since we usually have a process of we give the editorial report, then the outline, and then we restart making the drafts. What the editor wants to confirm, are you satisfied with the previous drafts that were given, or do you want us to completely restart the book, since we'll be remaking the outline?
No, what you sent me, let me pull it up again. I thought you guys, it seems like I'm talking to two different people. I mean, what I read,
uh-huh.
I thought, you know, you had input in that, but you're making it sound to me as though you're not familiar with what was sent. Now, they sent me 27 pages. And
I did check those, yes.
Okay, I'm looking at it now. Acknowledgements, prologue, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then... chapter 1, Portsmouth, the 1940s.
Yes.
In fact, that's the 40. Well, what I had anticipated was like three, four different chapters, the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, those six chapters. The decades were going to be the chapters, unless you guys can, you know, figure out a better way to tell the story without chapterizing the decades, but I thought that's what I had initially started, like the first 10 years
mm-hmm.
of Warren's life, is taking place during the 40s until 1951. Then from 51 to 59 is its high school adolescent years. And then from, you know, from 60 to 70.
That is exactly like it. That is the question sent in the text. That let me just read out the questions for you, okay? The question is, should we begin the story giving the background of Warren's parents, how they met, and build up the story leading at the events of Portsmouth, or should it directly begin from Warren's birth? And
I
which
think
historical
from, I
point?
Think what you, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think what you just what you sent, it was about Warren's parents, right? So that was the... you're talking about the summer, you know, how his parents met and all of that, which is great. I wanted to include that, but sometimes in writing you, I said, oh, I can come back and add all that. But yeah, so you're starting it the way where it's, you're giving some background on CV. The only thing is, you know, the minor fictional, I don't know whether Trinidad has coal mines or not. I never thought of that. But it was just something, you know, I was thinking that sounds more like West Virginia, where Warren's mother's brothers were went to West Virginia simply because as they were growing up, the idea is there was no work to be done in Virginia when Warren's mother was born. So her brothers went to West Virginia, and that's where the coal mine thing came in. But I still, you know, that's not a deal breaker. I like, we just have to change the name of, it'll have to be West Virginia instead of Trinidad, because I don't think Trinidad has any coal mines. But, you know, so little things like that. But that's so minor that it's not even, I'm not even considering that, because that's something you can clean up. It doesn't deal with the ultimate outcome of the story anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's just giving some background information on Warren's parents, which I thought you were on the right track, doing a good job in explaining how they met and something about his parents. So that's good. I like that. That was that's exactly what I wanted to eventually incorporate. But you're doing it, and that's exactly you know, right on target there.
Cool.
So yeah, so you can start. Yeah, start with that. That's the background. And then you gave some background in there on his two older brothers and where his older sister is. And it was just his his sister and himself before he was born. He was his mom was pregnant before he was born, so it was his mom and his dad and his sister who moved to Portsmouth to begin that new career. Mm-hmm. And then later on, his younger brother is born like 4 years later or something, but that comes along somewhere, you know, you can figure out a way to include it in there.
Yeah.
That was because it's really right at after the war. In fact, the war was over, say, supposedly in 1945. Well, Warren's younger brother, Frankie, I think I titled him, as being, he was born sometimes during the beginning of the close of the war in 1945, and that's where the six siblings all come into play.
I see.
So, and then from that point on, I wanted to really be mostly about Warren's experiences and his life and his college and his military and his accomplishments and his marriages and, you know, relationships and all of that, because the story is going to be surrounding him. But I like the idea of adding other interesting arcs in there about other characters like his sister and, you know, brothers and things like that.
It develops a storyline properly.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, cool.
Yeah.
I'll forward the information to the writers, and we should have an outline either by tomorrow or by Monday, as stated in the text, okay?
Great, great.
Perfect.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, so now I'm seeing something that's beginning to become a story that's making some, you know,
sense
and not just historical facts and and I like the person that you're speaking, you know, you're explaining it from. That's good.
Cool. So, well, I'll probably give you a call when I send the outline so we can discuss it.
Okay, great, cool. Great.
Okay. So,
great. And also, try sending me this copy into my Mac account. See if you guys can send that. Yeah, because text, though, I don't know how much. I guess, yeah, you could probably send, I think on some text, some email, text services allow you to send documents. I know WhatsApp allows you to send a document. I'm not sure how many pages.
Mm-hmm.
So there are other, you know, there are other ways to get information.
That is true. If you are comfortable, we do have a platform that we use for communication. I can also get you into that platform, but I'll do that in the next call. So we'll complete it from there. Okay, I'll guide you through the process of getting into that platform as well.
Yeah, because see, I didn't realize that you had sent this email because I didn't get a notification. I just happened to check. I got a folder I keep all of Genome correspondence in, and I said, well, when did this come? I didn't see it because I would have, you know, I just saw it today because actually, let's see, when was it sent? I have to go to my other computer, yeah.
Because I was actually, the thing is, I didn't actually know that the email was bounced. I actually got the text, like the email return from the postmaster that your email are being bounced about 20 minutes ago. That's why I gave you this call, because for me, William never received this, so he doesn't have any idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I did. When you sent me, you said, hi, William. I've sent you the editorial report. Let me know your thoughts on it. So I sent them. So let's make sure that we get that communication link between us together, because that was the problem last year. You were sending stuff, I was never getting it.
And nobody realized
I wasn't getting it.
Mm-hmm. For next call, let's do this. I'll get you on the platform that we use. It's called Teamwork, okay? And from there, we'll start communication because it's a lot easier to upload files and keep communication going over there, and the rest we'll keep it on just text and call, okay?
Great. Okay, so thank you.
Yeah. Welcome, William. Have a good day, and take care of yourself.
You too.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.